Hello?
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you for getting connected with eBay. This is Alex. How are you doing today, ma'am, sir?
Sorry, speak louder.
This is Alex William calling you from eBay Customer Support. How are you doing today?
Not too good. I don't know what this call is about.
Okay, I'm going to explain you that. This is a verification call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you authorized the transaction from your end?
No, absolutely not. I have no idea.
Is there anybody else in your family member who made that purchase
on behalf? No, I live by myself and no one else has access to my bank account.
Okay. The thing is that, sir, we received this order request on the overseas billing address of 44 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States, okay? So when we go through our reports, our server put the transactions on hold so that we can verify it from your end, okay? So can you confirm me, in past 48 hours or in past few days, have you shared any of your confidential details with anyone?
Have I shared what?
Have you shared any of your information or your details with anyone else?
Only the Salvation Army.
It's not a server issue. Someone else is using your identity details and they are placing some fraud transaction, okay? So our server blocked the transactions. Our server has put the transactions on hold so that we can verify it for you. Now, for the security and the cancellation, you have to go online with us so that we can block them and we can cancel.
I can't go online. My computer's broken and I just got my phone stolen, so my new phone is terrible. I can't get on the internet.
I'm going to help you out. Do you have internet connection in that phone which you have right now?
In my phone I do, yeah.
Okay. The phone you're using, is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone? Please tell me so that I can guide you easily.
It's an Android.
Okay. First of all, put me on speaker from your end, sir. You need to first of all put me on speaker.
You are on speaker.
Okay. Now, look at the very bottom of your phone screen, okay? Do you see three icons, an arrow, a square, and three lines? Come up again.
I'm trying to... There's a downward-facing arrow, a left-facing arrow, and a circle. What?
Just give me a moment, sir. All right, what can you see, sir? Please let me know.
Looking at the keypad.
Okay. Look at the very bottom of your phone screen. Do you see three icons? An arrow, a square, and three lines?
No, there's no three lines.
Okay, do you see a square, a circle, and an arrow? Like a triangle?
Yeah.
Okay, give a click on the triangle and you will back to the home page of your phone where you can see all your regular apps and icons. Go back to the home page.
Yeah, there's no apps on this except for the one screen. Like, one of the screens, just there's like 8 apps. That's all the apps I've got.
All right, you're back to the home screen of your phone, right?
Yes.
Okay, Now you need to open up the Play Store app from your end. It's a triangular shape icon with multiple color on it. It says Play Store. You need to open it up.
There's no Play Store on the screen.
Just check all your apps. Just check all your apps. You will be able to see that.
It doesn't have any other apps, though. I don't know why.
Okay, I'm going to help you. First of all, check if your mobile data is on. You're using your mobile data or you're using your Wi-Fi?
I don't have Wi-Fi. I'm using data on my contract.
Right?
I'm on an Optus contract, so I'm using the data that's on that.
That's good. Now, is your mobile data is on? Check it. First of all, check it.
Yeah, I don't know where to go to do that. Hang on.
You just look at the top of your screen. Do you see two arrows? One is pointing up, one is pointing down. Do you see the mobile data is on over there? Do you see both of those arrows? One is pointing up, one is pointing down.
I can only see one arrow pointing up. I can't see what you're referring to.
Okay, like at the top of your screen, look at the top of your screen. Do you see 4G or 3G, anything like that?
This is 4G. It's 4G. A really cheap phone, but it's new.
Alright, now have a good look on your screen. Do you see Google? You need to open up the Google.
Yes.
Are you on the Google now?
Yeah. What company are you with again?
We are calling you from eBay. We are from eBay, sir.
eBay?
Yes.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
No, I'm listening.
Alright, sir. Now, have you opened up the Google page on your screen? Just confirm me.
Yes.
Have you opened up the Google page? Alright. Now, do you see the search bar where you can type something?
I'm sorry?
Do you see the search bar in the middle of your screen? It says search with a magnifying glass.
Yes.
Yes. Now, type over there. Play Store, P-L-A-Y, Play Store, S-T-O-R-E, Store.
Play Store?
Yes. Search for Play Store.
Hang on.
Yes, take your time. Have you typed in it? Play Store?
I'm having trouble seeing. Sorry, my eyes are worried.
You please get your eyes.
Hang on. I misspelled it. You're going to have to get it with me.
Okay. It's Play. P-L-A-Y, Play. Then give us
Play Store, one word or two words?
You can type it in one word or you can type it in two words, whatever you want. It's Play Store, S-T-O-R-E, Store.
Yeah, I know how to spell it. I'm having trouble seeing.
Are you typing that?
Play Store. Then go.
Yes, then click on go. Have you done that? Now tell me what
they said to choose me Play Store. So I'm hitting that.
Tell me the first option you can see.
Yeah, sorry. Somebody's been fiddling with my phone. I'm getting messages.
Just wait. Don't do anything.
Yeah,
what comes up on your screen, please tell me.
What?
What comes up on your screen, please do let me know.
Download.
First, tell me what do you see.
It says download Google Play Store free. The next one says Android apps on Google Play. Which includes...
Confirm
what?
The second option again. Tell me the option again.
Download Google Play Store free.
For
Android apps on Google Play, the other one.
Yes, give a touch on that. Android apps on Google Play, give a touch on that.
Oh, this phone playing with me. Sorry, Android apps on Google Play?
Yes, tap on that. You need to give a click on that.
Wants me to sign in.
Okay, you need to give a click on sign in. And do you remember your email ID and password?
No, I haven't used it in a long time.
Okay, you have to put your email ID and password. You just give me a moment. I will give you a new email ID and password, okay? It will be easier for you to operate. All right?
Okay. I've got a reached out. My friend already set me up a new password for my Google.
All right. Then use that one.
Google. Sorry. To Gmail.
Yes, use that. You can use that.
Hang on. I'm just letting somebody out.
Not an issue.
My Google account is different to my Gmail account, my email, you know what I mean? Right? So, Google sign-in, I don't remember anything about my Google account. I know I've got a Gmail account, but Google account, I don't remember. I've used it.
Okay, not an issue. Okay. What I'm going to do, I'm going to resolve the problem from my end. Just wait. And can you just confirm me with which bank you are dealing with so that we can remove these transactions for you? Please confirm me the name of your bank, sir.
Bank S.A.
Okay, it's Bank SA. Alright. And do you have any rough idea what was the last available balance you were having in your account? When did you check that? When was the last time you checked your statement?
Why?
Sorry?
Why? Why are you asking me that?
I'm asking you so that I can help you from my answer, right? Because if you receive any kind of unauthorized or unknown transaction, we will be able to make a report on it. Okay, so that's why I'm asking. When was the last time you checked your statements?
I checked it in a long time. I've got a friend that does because my computer's broken. So I personally checked my emails these days ago and said, see anything unauthorized. When did this happen?
This fraudulent activities has been done yesterday night. Okay. Now, can you just confirm, sir, do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance in your account? Do you have a rough idea?
No. I don't remember. What's the transaction for?
It was a transaction for purchasing gift cards from eBay, right? And it was to the billing address of overseas, and it was going through via email, right? That's why we need to verify each and everything, all right? Now, do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance you are having in your bank SA? Like, is it more than 1,000?
No.
It's not more than 1,000, right?
No.
Okay, is it more than 500?
I don't remember. I'd have to try and remember.
It matters, because if any transactions happens to your account, we will be able to make a report on it, and if the transaction happens, then we have to refund you the money back as well, right? So that's why. Now, the thing is that, can you just confirm me, apart from your bank account, do you use any other credit cards? Do you use any credit cards?
You don't
use that. All right. Okay. And do you have a rough idea? Is it more than 500 you're having in your account? Please tell me, sir.
I don't know. I haven't checked my phone banking. I don't know.
Okay. When was the last time you checked the statement? Recently? Like 1 or 2 days ago?
I think my friend checked it for me days ago. There was about 500 in it. And then I haven't checked it since.
Yes, and what was the balance you were having at that point of time?
I told you about $500, and then I spent $4 for a dental fee. Then I took out $100.
All right. You have multiple accounts in Bank of SA, or you have only one account, sir?
I've got two. One I don't.
You have got two accounts. Okay. And do you have any savers account?
Sorry?
Do you have any savers account?
Savers account?
Uh-huh.
You mean savers account?
Yes, savers account. Any security account do you have?
I've just got two accounts, but I don't know what you mean.
All right. And you have almost $500 to $600 in your account, right? That's what you're saying.
A few days ago, I had $500, but I've taken some out.
Okay. So right now, it is possible that you have around $300 or
$400? No, I told you. I took out $100 in cash, and I used my Visa card to pay a $65, I bought something on my card, $2 worth, from the shop. And other than that, I'm running more in the last couple of days.
All right, sir. It's enough for me. Now let me talk to the security officer.
Sorry? Hello?
Just give me a moment, sir. I'm talking to the security officer. Just give me a moment. All right. Can you hear me, sir? Are you there?
Yeah. How did you come to contact me? How did you get my phone number?
The thing is that, sir, yesterday night, when we received this fraudulent charge request, it was under your information. Okay. And the thing is that,
under what information? What information?
Your Visa card details as well as your personal information has been used for creating a fake eBay account. All right. And the thing is that we can see in our server report that the billing address is an overseas address. For that reason, our server put the transaction on hold because it was an international transaction trying to be done. Okay. Now, I just talked to my security officer. What we have done, we have initiated the cancellation of these charges. Okay. We have already initiated the cancellation of these charges. Within next 2 hours, I'm going to give you a call back, okay, so that I can give you the 3D security to block all the fraud charges trying to be done to overseas, okay? We will block the international transactions trying to be done. You're getting my answer? Yes. So I will give you a call back after next 2 hours, and I will help you to block the fraud charges, okay? And then you're not going to face any problems anymore in future. All right, sir?
No worries. Okay.
All right. Make sure, sir, you receive the call after 2 hours, okay? I'm going to give you the call back at that point of time. All right, sir?
Okay. How did you get my phone number, by the way?
Your details has been registered over here. As I told you, your identity details are trying to be compromised, and that's what I'm going to do right now. We're going to block each and every account which has been created under your information, okay? So don't need to worry. We will help you out in each and every way so that you don't face any kind of problems. All right, sir?
Okay.
Yes, sir. You can have a great day. I will call you back after next 2 hours, all right? So that we can give you the security update. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have a lovely day, sir. Thank you for your lovely time and